FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban ratepayers say they want a clear response from Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda to their concerns over eThekwini's hefty tariff hike proposals. If the city goes ahead and imposes them, they've threatened to take to the streets. The eThekwini Ratepayers Residents and Civics Association wrote to Kaunda yesterday to voice its opposition to the proposed Integrated Development Plan budget, as well as proposals to pick up tariffs. The mayor revealed last month that the municipality is considering a 14% price hike for electricity, 14.9% for water, and around 10% for refuse collection. The association's Ish Pralad says they were disappointed when Kaunda failed to show up to a meeting with them last week. Speaker Tabani Nyawose stepped in on behalf of the mayor.
If he puts it on without talking to the ratepayers and civic associations, we are going to get the whole of eThekwini marching with us to City Hall, because we are not here to take whatever they reply to. The increases are not justified. Those increases are just thumbsuck figures, and it's above inflation. We cannot have those figures, and the people are going to suffer.
Speaking of costs, we're going to be paying 37 cents more for a litre of petrol from midnight. But diesel users are going to enjoy a price drop at the pumps of between 30 and 46 cents per litre. Mineral Resources and Energy says the retail price of illuminating paraffin will decrease by 25 cents. The department's Robert Marquez says rising oil prices lifted costs for May, among other things.
These prices were affected by the higher oil prices and weaker rand during the period under review. The petrol prices are increasing mainly due to higher demand for driving season in the northern hemisphere. We have also observed that the shipping costs were lower during the period under review compared to the previous period.
Now, the IFP in KZN says it's going to boycott the state of the city's address today. Service delivery and the city's performance will come under the spotlight when Mayor Kaunda delivers his address at the ICC this afternoon. The IFP Samdum Kosi explains why their members won't be attending.
We feel that this is a waste of time, this is a waste of resources. The reason being, each and every year, Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda will always come with one and the same speech, which promises not that report that this has been done. So we don't want to be part of the waste of resources, because in nowadays, people of eThekwini, they don't have water. So we are running all over eThekwini.
And more than 6,000 people have been forced to flee their homes again after a volcano erupted several times this morning in Indonesia. An international airport has been closed and the emergency alert on North Sulawesi province has been raised to its highest level. Authorities did warn that the threat from the volcano was not over after it erupted more than half a dozen times this month. Roang sent a tower of ash more than 5 kilometers into the sky this morning. Images released by local officials showed a large ash cloud spilling from the crater and burning embers near local houses. Back home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.